CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, so figure we have a little special 3RQ, three random questions. We normally do this every Wednesday at 11:40, but since it's a special holiday, family-friendly show, we now welcome in Harrison Francesa along with Jack. And we're going to have a little three random questions. Now, Jack, you're a football player. You go to Hamilton, 19.
Yep. Right.
Yep. Good there. Harrison, you are how old?
18.
18, not a football player.
Not a football player.
And
far from it.
And you work at Barstool. You've done stuff at Barstool. You're buddies with Frank the Tank, right?
That's my guy, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's your guy, Frank the Tank. Tell
Don't
him
forget Jenks.
All right,
yeah, shout out Jenks. Great guy.
All right, so here we go. And we'll have Harrison coming up in studio for the next hour at 12 o'clock. We'll do picks. All three of us again. I cannot wait for that. That's in about an hour from now, 12:40. You'll see we got a little special music planned for you guys. All right, first question. These are three random questions. I'm going to start with Jack because he's the oldest.
Gotcha.
But I want you to both answer these. Okay.
All right.
What is your first memory of when you realized that you had a famous father?
Oh, probably I was really little. I knew that probably just from being in my house, because my mom would always have him playing on the radio. So just like hearing him on the radio, I would always sing the jingle, just like listening to him. And I was just like obsessed with it. I loved all of it. So when I came to work and saw myself on TV, like that's probably for me.
That's awesome. What about you, Harrison? Is there a moment that you remember?
Yeah, I think probably. So we had tickets for the 2015 Mets when you were a happy Mets fan.
Yeah.
Hey,
don't rub it in, Yankee boy. The Mets got Soto.
And we would,
don't need them.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So when we had these tickets, we would walk in the we'd park in the players' parking lot and like walk in the tunnel. So we wouldn't walk the, like the normal concourse to get to the seats. And you'd walk out the tunnel, and then you'd have people yelling at us from the 100 sections. They'd run to like the gate where the tunnel is, and they start yelling at them. And they'd be like, "Mike, Mike!" And that's kind of like you got 100 people yelling at you. So
yeah, that's awesome. And I'm glad you brought that one up, because go ahead.
One of the coolest moments for me was one time I went on my dad's show. Like I maybe sat in for the end and put my face on the camera or something. And we were going to the Knicks game later that night. That's why I went to the studio with him that day. And we were walking in the subway. I mean, walking the street outside the Garden. And someone said Jack. Someone said my name instead of his. And I turned my head. I was like, "What? How do they know who I am?" Like, I was like probably like 6 years old. I thought it was the coolest thing ever that someone recognized me. They literally said Jack, and I was like,
"That is tremendous." I have one similar story. It's now obviously I knew your father growing up, like listening and watching and all that stuff. But one time we went to. It was actually the Subway Series game. You're probably both too young to remember this, but it was the Yankees Mets. At Yankee Stadium, the Luis Castillo drop pop-up. I don't know if you remember that one, but it was popular.
No, I've seen it a bunch of times, but I wasn't alive for that.
The first time I realized the true magnitude of your father's fame, again, outside of knowing that, you know, he's Mike Francesa, dude, we left the stadium that night, and you would think he was the Beatles or Mickey Mantle or, I don't know, give me like a relevant pop star right now. Who's like popular right now? You guys are younger.
Taylor Swift.
There you go. Taylor. Yes, exactly. Bingo.
Well, she's
he's
popular.
A Chiefs fan.
She's popular.
I'm gonna say Taylor
no,
Swift.
I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift fan, but she is popular.
It was as if Taylor Swift was walking outside. The amount of people that were mobbing your father and us as we were just walking to get to his car. It's something that I'll never forget. It was incredible. All right, number two. Have you ever? We'll go with you, Harrison, for this one. Have you ever won a sports argument with your dad?
Those you don't really win those, they go into here's how these work. You have an argument, and if you have any points whatsoever, you either get shut down immediately, or if you have any points whatsoever, it becomes like you just keep going back to the same stuff for 45 minutes, and eventually it just ends in a stalemate because you just start yelling at each other.
Do you remember like a popular disagreement that or one in particular that you had? That you were passionate about. Same thing for you, Jack. You can jump in with this one too.
I mean, you never win. You might be right, but you don't win.
They just end in like a draw. It's like it's
no,
like
it's when, not even a draw. It's just like it just stops.
Yeah,
like, it's just the same words over like and over. But it's both of us. Me and him are just as bad. Like we'll argue with our dad about something that we don't need to argue about. But we're arguing about it anyway, and we could both be right, both be wrong, but none of us are gonna stop.
Like, so same thing with each other. You just keep going. Yeah.
The best way to explain it is if you're playing.
But Harrison always has to have the last word.
If you got a chessboard and you're playing chess, but you only have one king each, and you're just moving it around, and no one's winning, no one's making anything.
Yeah, I love that. That was great. All right, last one for you. We'll go back to Jack for this one. Best sports experience that you've had with your father.
Best sports experience.
Either watching a game, going to a game, something you've experienced together.
I'd probably have to say going to the Super Bowl. And I went to the Super Bowl in Atlanta, Patriots versus Rams. It was a terrible game, but it was just awesome to experience that and go with my dad and just be at the Super Bowl with him. Like I've been to 3 Super Bowls, and just like being at the Super Bowl with my dad, there's just nothing better, because the Super Bowl is just the Super Bowl. There's nothing compares to it. And just being there with my dad, having him bless us with the opportunity to go and see it, and with the seats we have, and seeing whoever we see there, meeting guys, it's just awesome.
Which Super Bowl? So you said Rams.
I went to the Rams, the Patriots. I went to the Seahawks, Broncos, and the first Chiefs, Niners.
First Chiefs, Niners.
That was in Miami.
Okay. What about you, Harrison?
So going off that, that's my best one ever. That Chiefs, Miami Super Bowl.
Because you're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, Chiefs fan. Super Bowl 58. I was
58.
Yeah, 58. I think it was. I had 103 fever during the game. So
you went even though you were sick.
Yeah. So we lived 2 hours. Our house is 2 hours away. I was laying in bed for 2 straight days before that. I was like just sweating bullets. I have 102, 103 fever. They load me in the car. We like with this like Suburban. I'm laying in the third row, of the back seat, like dying back there, and.
And poor Julio, and Niners fan, was with us.
Yeah,
and
we're getting, right. I miss Julio.
So the Chiefs are getting killed, and they're gonna lose. And I am slouched in the chair. My
Super
dad
Bowl
says
54.
And 54. Sorry,
that was right before the pandemic. Now that I'm remembering, this
I probably had COVID. That was before COVID was a thing, though.
Yeah.
So I'm slouched in this chair all game because the Chiefs are getting destroyed. They come back. My dad's sitting like 6 rows behind us. He says he sees me pop out of my seat like a bullet, and I'm standing there. The game's in overtime. Tyreek Hill makes that wasp play that's like famous now, and I'm screaming my head off with 103 fever, and my dad's like, he wasn't even sick.
Another thing about our dad that like just goes to show how much he cares about us and puts us first, like me and Harrison probably – row 4 on the 50-yard line, and my dad was like 15 rows back.
He gave you the better seats?
Yeah, Julio and him were sitting all the way back there, and me and my brother were sitting up front. We were like 2 rows behind Tyga. We thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, we're sitting next to like rappers and stuff.
That is awesome. Hey, that is great. I remember going to one Super Bowl. We had your dad did give me tickets, but they were up in the 50-yard line, but it was way up top. So look at you two. That is tremendous.
Oh, another one of the best moments I had with him is I was probably like 7, and he comes home from work. And he has a box in his hand. I'm like, what's that? He says, it's for you. They sent it to me. And Thomas Dimitroff sent him a signed Julio Jones jersey for me. And I like dropped that. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I still have it in my room now. Like,
you have anything like that?
Yeah. So he got me. So the reason I'm a Chiefs fan is we had fantasy football. First year we ever played fantasy football, I was like 7. We shared a team. We won the league, I think. And we had the first overall pick. We picked Jamal Charles. Yeah. I watched every Jamal Charles snap the entire year. I became a Chiefs fan. I love the guy. So I have a Jamal Charles like helmet signed on my nightstand.
That is freaking awesome. That was even
so
better.
Cool.
You guys exceeded the expectations of my 3RQ right there. On that point, though, Jack, you did mention Dimitroff, and we could have a 3-way conversation here before we take a break, and then we'll come back with you heard it. Dude, I don't know how you feel about this. I've always loved Dimitroff,
I
love Mike Smith. I think he didn't get fired because he wasn't good.
He just got fired because he had to move on.
It was just time for a change for both.
Yeah.
So would you hire Dimitroff if you're the Jets?
I would. I mean, he did a great job with the Falcons. He drafted good guys. He drafted Matt Ryan. He drafted Matt Ryan.
I didn't like that pick at the time.
Jake Matthews he drafted. Yeah. He's done everything right. I mean, the Falcons, just like the organization as a whole, I mean, they're just not that good of an organization to begin with. So it's hard to they haven't won a Super Bowl ever, so it's really hard to be successful there. It was just time for everything to move on at that point, so they just had to go. But I think him for the Jets would be a great fit.
Yeah, or even the Giants if they do decide to make a change. Now,
I think he'd be better at the Jets.
My move for the Jets is instead of something like that where you go and hire him, I think you go after Vrabel. You need a structured coach, and he said he'd coach the team if he gets to basically pick the GM. So I say you go get him, and you would just let him bring his guy.
Yeah,
and you have them.
Maybe you would bring Dimitroff. They do have ties to New England.
Okay.
That's where Dimitroff came from before, obviously Vrabel as well.
And
so I'm
like,
not sure the
guys
crossover.
Like Glenn Cook again thrown out there, like Browns guy that they have ties there. But you get Vrabel, and you have him bringing a guy who's there. There's like a 1-2 punch, and they can bring structure to a team that has none.
You know, I feel bad for Jack in this regard, Harrison, is that, and I could, you know, obviously empathize because we're both Falcons fans, but you're a spoiled Chiefs fan. Like, that's no fun. I'm not saying it's not legit.
I know, the fact that it's legit is the worst part,
but it was before. So,
I know, the fact that it's legit makes it worse.
I think Mahomes was in high school when I became a Chiefs fan.
I understand, that's
what I'm saying. And it also, like, his personality and him just being the Chiefs fan, like, he barely watches the game sometimes, but when they'll win, you know that they won. But if they lose, you don't hear anything.
Did you watch the game on Christmas?
Yeah.
Now, how's that go? You guys are all having a Christmas, you know, with your parents.
Yeah, we had family over for Christmas. Me and my dad and my brother were watching in my dad's office with the family walking around.
You three were watching it in your dad's office with the family doing whatever their own thing?
Well, they would, like, a lot of the guys come in.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the guys come in and watch, but me and my dad were sitting in the two chairs facing the TV, and then people were coming in and out.
Oh, man, what a wild experience. And you going nuts with your Chiefs.
Yeah, and I wasn't really going nuts. It just makes me so annoyed. This week. I think...
You are a cocky Chiefs fan.
Yeah, I know. I agree that I agree that I am.
The Chiefs just get me so annoyed because no matter what happens, they just win and something goes in their way. Everything happens for their favor.
I will say I am a cocky Chiefs fan, but I am a very suffering Suns fan. We lose in awful fashion.
Suns?
Yes, Suns.
Oh, let's go, Knicks.
We lose in an awful fashion every year, so it balances out because we get blown out by 50 in Game 7 every year.
How the hell did you become a Suns fan?
Same thing. I picked the guy. I'm a huge Devin Booker fan.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's at least recent.
And they were awful.
Sorry. So we're going to take a break here. Jack, we're going to have him get a little rest here, and you are going to come back and get your picks. Yes, you got your picks ready to go?
Of course.
We'll do a special picks edition. So that does it for Jack Francesa for this until 12:40. Harrison, when we come back, you will have the floor. You and I will do the next hour together until those picks, and we'll have a little fun talking some sports. BT and Sal on the Fan, special holiday family edition with the Francesas.